Hi everyone. I hope you are having a really great day. I am very, very excited to record the first part of the series. I do, however, want to start with a few quick notes. First of all, I've had a cold since forever, so my voice is not quite back to normal. Try to bear with me a little bit. It usually takes a little while. Secondly, in relation to what we're actually going to talk about, I just want to thank every single person that was brave enough to submit a story. I know that must have been scary. I bet it was emotional, and I bet it was really difficult to try to put everything that you've been through, all the emotions that you went through during these difficult times, into words, and to do that in a way that would tell it your story, in a way. I'm rambling, but thank you is what I wanted to say. I hope it can really, really help at least one of you out there to hear stories like this, stories of struggles. And I hope it can help you feel like you're really not alone, because I promise you, you never are. I know we can feel like this, but you're not. Okay. There are several trigger warnings that I do want to make it very, very clear before I get into the reading. There's a trigger warning for abuse, for death, and struggles with health. And there's a trigger warning for suicide attempts. If you do suspect that you would find these triggering, you might want to consider skipping this audio. Okay. I want to start this whole story with the fact that I love my parents. Everyone has things that they regret, and my relationship with my parents right now is good. I can't remember a time when I wasn't dealing with some type of mental health problem. When I was a child, I was diagnosed with selective mutism and ADHD. And while not diagnosed, I definitely had some type of separation anxiety. My dad was and is still dealing with addiction problems, with alcohol and cigarettes. This led him to be both mentally and physically abusive at times. Mainly mentally abusive. The physical abuse was either not towards me or at least very rarely towards me. My mom wasn't around much during my really early development stages because of postpartum depression. This is probably why I have mommy issues now that I come to think of it. I think this is what led me to be so close to my dad, and also why I was able to forgive him. I also think I have an easy time forgiving him, because his dad was never around for him, so he was trying to be the best dad that he could be while also dealing with all the problems that he had going on. I think it's safe to say both of my parents weren't ready to be parents, but they tried their best, giving their own problems, and I still love them. While I was dealing with all of this, I also had a lot of death happening around me. Both my great-grandparents, my grandpa, and one of my closest friends all died before I made it out of elementary school. For anyone not in America, that means this all happened before I was 10 years old. Now, my grandparents' deaths were all due to old age or other problems that come with age, and my friend was because of brain cancer. I still regret not knowing how to act around her when I saw her laid into treatment. I was really awkward around people I didn't know around that time, and seeing her in that state was so scary that I felt like I acted a bit distant. I don't think I will ever be able to forgive myself for that. I wish I could go back and treat her better, and let her know that I was still there for her in her last moments. Middle school was an amazing experience for me. Despite a few problems, middle school, the teachers, and friends I had made really helped me break out of my shell and become who I am today. It was such a small school that the teachers and friends I made are really like family to me. Things got really bad from high school to the present. Now, in high school, I knew nobody, and I never really tried to make friends. I didn't talk to anyone that I went to high school with currently on a regular basis. I did make a few friends, but not close friends. Freshman year was just awful, because I didn't know anyone. Sophomore year, things got worse, and I started talking to the social worker at school, and I was really unorganized. During these first 2 years, I wasn't talking to any of my old friends from middle school. For 2 years, my days consisted of waking up, school, going home, doing homework and playing video games by myself, going to bed, and then repeat. Junior year was better, and probably the best year for me, because I started playing video games with my friends again, and I started talking to friends again too. Now, COVID started in the middle of junior year. Now, senior year is when things got really bad. This was also during COVID. To put it simply, I was overwhelmed by going to college, and I didn't know who I truly was, or what I was going to do with my life. I knew I wanted to do something in sports, preferably coaching. But I didn't know how I wanted to go about that, like, where should I start? During this time, my anxiety was through the roof. I would have regular panic attacks, trying to go to online classes, not even in-person classes. They were all online because of COVID, and I opted for online over in-person. After a few months of losing my mind one night, things got to a point that I couldn't take any more pain. I wrote a suicide note for my friends and my family. I put on some music. I took a lot of pills. And I went to bed. I hoped that I didn't wake up in the morning. But all that happened was that I woke up in the middle of the night, threw up, and felt like shit for the day. after that, I realized just how bad things were for me. I told my parents that I wasn't going to college until I had fixed my health problems, both mental and physical. For the next 2 years, I went to therapy. I talked to my doctor, and not much progress was made. Now in the present, I'm still trying to find a solution to my anxiety, which seems to be getting worse and worse as time goes on. I still deal with ADHD, but I've been medicated for it since I was young, so I've learned how to mask and deal with it mostly. I'm currently trying to get a diagnosis for autism, because I think I may be on the spectrum. I just want a professional to make that decision for me, because I'm not qualified to say that. I still have thoughts that I would be better off dead. But I've reflected a lot about why my last attempt was unsuccessful. It's because although I feel like I want to die from time to time, deep down, I'm terrified of death. So instead of going through it, I took a way that had a high chance, but I didn't have to fully commit to. Overdose has a high chance, but everyone reacts differently. And I knew that, so I kind of let faith decide. In a sense, I think it was more of a, if I die, oh well, situation. Despite still having the occasional thought, I haven't acted on any of them outside of that one time. I'm still trying to get better. I'm eating healthier, trying to be more active, talking with doctors about medication that might help, and trying to find solutions. Because I don't want to feel like this anymore. I haven't told anyone, except a few trusted friends, about my suicide attempt because of my fear of how they would react. Music and ASMR are the two best escapes I have from doing anything bad. Juice WRLD, rapper, and ASMR roleplays have really helped to pull me out of dark places. And I have to thank you for being one of the ASMR creators who I listen to consistently. My advice for someone else struggling is to distract yourself if you can. Put on some music, work out, do chores, play games, get a job, go to school. Anything that you are comfortable doing and that will stop you from getting into your own head is a good start. This is my story so far. I've tried to put it in chronological order, but it may feel a bit all over the place while reading. I think you did a very wonderful job. Like I said, it takes so much courage to put your story out there. And yeah, I can relate to some things you've gone through and some things I can only imagine how painful that must have been. I'm glad you're doing your best. I'm glad you're seeing doctors. I'm glad you're finding ways to practice some self-care and trying to take care of your body and your mind. And I hope the very, 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 very best thing for you. I really, really mean that. I hope you can see it as a comfort that I'm sure a lot of people can recognize themselves in your story. I really, really do think so. And I hope the thought of this having helped someone can really warm your heart a little bit too in a dark moment. I know it always warms my heart when I feel like I'm not alone in struggling with something. And again, thank you very, very much for sharing your story with us.